Brisbane, meet Benedicte Riis. She hails from Denmark, although you'd probably never find her there. This woman spends a lot of time on the road, wearing many hats, including that of author, singer, and songwriter. And she's in Brisbane, performing until the 11th of April. Benedicte, welcome to Evenings.
Thank you so much.
I understand you spend a lot of time travelling the world with your husband on a yacht. There are many envious listeners right now.
Oh, yeah, I did. Sailing is one of my big passions, but it has also been the way of traveling that has sometimes saved my life.
And you also have fascinating land-based adventures when you dock in Indigenous communities. Tell me about where you've been so far in Australia.
I started up flying into Darwin. And from there, friends' friends guided us up to two nice, beautiful islands. The one was Elko Island, and the other one was Bathurst Island, the most westerly of the Tiwi Islands.
Yes, I've been there. It's beautiful.
Ah, don't you think it's a fantastic nature and the people, and it's so strong. I mean, we just had to breathe after coming back to Darwin, because there were so many interesting persons, traditions and languages.
So what sort of work are you doing with the Indigenous communities?
Well, I try to do the same thing all over the world where I come. I try to sing, I try to play with the children and sometimes also the adults. And I try to make stories. I listen a lot to what they say, what the songs are, what the traditions are. The teachers also wanted to see what I was coming to do. And I have my Tanti and Danti hat I put on, and I have my crazy shoes and a little magic boa. And then I'm kind of this aunt music. And I start singing my song for the kids, and then the magic starts. I try to read in their eyes what they like, what they love, and then I take puppets and I do different songs.
And what did you find that the students loved?
The students loved to sing, to move, to use their bodies and to hear about the world. They're very interested in the big world. We have a world map, and putting in our trips when we sailed over Atlantic and Pacific. And of course, they first find out here's Australia, here's Tiwi Islands or Elko. And then the rest of the world is not so far away. No, it's not. See, you can sail very easy over the big oceans. You can also drive from Alaska to Cape Horn. And then I show them a picture of our little van and our sailboat. And then they say, can you live inside that? Yes, we can also do that. Yes, you can also do that. But we love to stay here, they say. They love their country so much.
Benedicte, you mentioned Tande Adante. I probably pronounced that wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
What is that term?
Yeah, the term is made by a poet in Denmark, an old man who came up with a lot of nice, crazy, innovative poetry for children. And all children in Denmark know his poetry. And I dressed like Tande Adante. And since then, this is our start, a handful of crazy song about a bald-headed moose finch, a candy freak, Charlie and Charlotte, who are kissing all the time, and this crazy Tande Adante who doesn't care. She's just all over. She plays a trumpet and she walks around. She doesn't care, but she loves. She's a lovely old lady and very crazy.
So you're a school teacher as well, trained as a school teacher.
Yeah.
When did you swap the school for the sailboat?
I'm always a teacher, I think. Still I am, and I will hopefully be the next many years.
Yes.
So I started as a school teacher, and this a little bit crazy teacher. I'm educated as a music teacher and a science teacher. So I always had these crazy rooms about me where the children came in and I left everything outside, you know, so they could try everything. And I found out they loved this environment. And so with songs inside and dressing up, So after a while, I went to United States to see Sesame Street production, which I visited Disney and worked a little bit on Western publishing in United States. And so it came to my mind, I want to make such kind of a, I don't know what it should be, but maybe a band that could consist of these crazy people. And so I made Tante and Dante Band. We were very popular. We made a lot of concerts. We were all dressed up and we kind of exploded the world of school and library concerts because it was totally crazy what we made. But we also had big values under. We wanted to do democracy and love and innovation. And so we earned a little bit of money. And for that money, we could start making these Tante and Dante houses around in the world. And so one day I needed a little house in South Africa. And I saw the prices for the sailboats were very low down there. You know, we never have money in such a situation because we need to provide for all these children's houses. But I saw this little boat and I thought, I think I'm going to buy that for myself. And then I started learning how to sail down there in South Africa. And I tell you, the South African men, they are pretty tough sometimes. And they laughed at me and said, can you skipper a boat like this? I don't know. I can try. And so I learned to sail by these guys. And then when I finished with the Tante and Dante, I thought I was too old. I took my little sailboat and I crossed the South Atlantic. And I came to Rio de Janeiro. And there I met my partner, Edison. Yes, it took me 2 years to find him, but I looked carefully around in Rio and surroundings. And so I said, okay, let's just continue making these Tante and Dante shows or whatever. And I still have my band. We can make bigger concerts, you know, and earn money. And then we just started on our trip up to Galapagos Islands, over the Pacific, and from Alaska to Cape Horn. So it's the same I've been doing all my life, but in very many different places.
I'm speaking with Benedicte Riis. She hails from Denmark. She's an author, singer, and songwriter, and we're lucky to have her in Brisbane tonight. Benedicte, would you be able to perform for us and give our audience an example of your talents?
You know, I've been speaking about the children now, but actually the song I would like to perform is for adult. And it's about breaking free. It's about the first step of going on your adventure and following your dreams, because that's the most difficult step. The song is called My Feet Don't Fit Into the High Heels Anymore. My feet don't fit into the high heels anymore. I want to wear some boots and moccasins. I want to sail instead of walking on the shore. I want to be there when life begins. Woke up. House was empty, children finished university so long ago. Neighbors not so tempting, watches all the programs, the silly screams will show. I'm getting out, where the watches don't allow me. Getting out, where there's only one above me. Getting out, where the boy's toy can't connect me. Getting out, where the real life will respect me. My feet don't fit into the high heels anymore. I want to wear some boots and moccasins. I want to sail instead of walking on the shore. I want to be there when life begins.
Clap, clap, clap. Benedicte Riis. I loved it. It must be incredible to be out in the open sea, traversing some of those passages that I've only read about. Can you tell me about some of the favourite parts of the world for you to sail in?
Yeah, I tell you, we sailed through the Panama Canal and then 10 days in a very difficult weather out to Galapagos. And Galapagos Islands are very, very interesting, full of very confident animals, big animals. The first thing is the big torches, the big leather bags that follows the boat, and then you come into the little bays, San Cristobal, and the sea lions or sea wolves, they call them, jump on the back of the boat, and everything is so nice and full of this animal energy. I'm sure you know it here in Australia because you have so many animals around you all the time. It's so beautiful. And then we started on the biggest trip ever, 30 days from Galapagos to Marquesas Islands. And 30 days, a month without seeing anybody. We only saw two cruising liners on that 30 days.
Wow.
It was very strong. It's totally like meditation, and you get inside yourself to a very, very nice point where things are so basic and very see-through. Of course, in the end, my husband and me, we just spoke like monkeys to each other, you know. We didn't even want to cook. We just say, and open the tins. But that passage, these 30 days, I think was very, very intensive. I just want to do it again.
I have no doubt that you will. So what brings you to Brisbane? Is this your first time to Brisbane?
Yes, it's my first time to Brisbane. And the reason I'm here is that we met these beautiful people, Elle and John, here from Brisbane. We met them in Panama. And there we were out sailing with a sailboat, and we were sitting in the water. And Elle said to me, you must take your books. You must take your music to Australia. And so that's why I'm here today.
Did you sail here?
No, not this time. Not this time.
Not this time.
I will come back sailing, I'm sure.
And what are your first impressions of Brisbane?
I like Brisbane very, very much. Two nights ago, we were walking through South Bank. It was like, I think, 9 o'clock at night. And we saw the children and the young people in the swimming pools there. Mm. We saw the light. We saw this arcade with this beautiful flowers. Everything was confident. It was calm. It was so full of trust. I think I understand a little bit of what is behind that. What kind of trust? What kind of money? What kind of confidence to the people? And I think that is very strong here in Brisbane. I find it very, very interesting. I am going to check this more out.
Well, we hope you do. Tell me about the shows that you'll be performing in Brisbane.
Yeah, I've been performing around on smaller civic centres. I've been around here making concerts. And I'm making one concert the 9th of April. It's out in Morningside.
So the 9th of April in Morningside at 5 p.m. or benedictereese.dk for all of the details of where you'll be performing in Brisbane. Finally, Benedicte, you're such a free spirit, such a confident, lovely soul. What advice do you have for all those people listening out there who perhaps aren't following their dreams and just needed a little bit, you know, maybe myself included, just a little bit of a push in the right direction?
I think that hope is a very, very beautiful star. We have to hope all the time, and we have to keep on dreaming. And then sometimes we just have to jump. Don't be so scared. Just jump a little bit out of what we are in. And then under this jump, we will see how beautiful it is, and then get out there like the bird in the sky.
Benedicte Reese, thank you very much for coming into our program this evening. I've really enjoyed having you on evenings.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Benedicte Reese, performing around Brisbane, beautiful singer-songwriter from Denmark, well worth checking out.